Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We've got Brother Mike Upright up for you. He's going to be singing a song, I Have a Friend. And I tell you, I do have a friend today in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a friend, the Bible said, that sticks closer than a brother. I'm thankful that we got that friend today, amen. I'm thankful that he's there when nobody else is. We got a friend that's there whenever the stars fall from heaven. We still got a friend. I'm thankful for that. This is Brother Mike Upright. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen.
Peter walked upon water, would have drowned other men. Little David slew the giant when his life should have been. Moses turned his back on Pharaoh's army of men and stood and faced the water with a wooden staff in hand. But I believe he whispered, I have a friend. He's like no other. The earth is but his footstool, and he rides upon the wind. And he's never gonna leave me, even till the very end. I have a friend. I have a friend. I have a friend. John the Revelator saw him. He was high and lifted up. And as long as he's beside you, friend, then don't be giving up. Don't magnify your problems like God's not big enough. Just call old Satan closer, 'cause he won't act so tough. When you turn to his ear and whisper, I have a friend, he's like no other. The earth is but his footstool, and he rides upon the wind, and he's never gone. Till the very end, I have a friend. I have a friend. I have a friend.
That was Brother Mike Upright singing, I Have a Friend. And today we're going to be looking at Exodus chapter number 15, speaking about the wilderness. And at this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part number one.
Exodus chapter number 15. This morning I was thinking about these new converts and how that, man, they're starting a Christian life. They're starting a new journey, a new adventure for the things of God. And I begin to think about how that, you know, yes, they need to know what baptism is all about, but what about the Christian life itself and the things that you go through while you're going through the Christian life? Sure, there's some obstacles that come along the way. The Lord's showing us in Exodus chapter 15 some important truths that you're going to need to know as you embark on this great journey. As we begin, the children of Israel, let me back up just a little bit. Back in Egypt, they were under the strict taskmasters of Egypt, and they were slaves over there in Egypt, and we find that God told them to go slay a lamb. That's kind of unusual, isn't it? But it was all a picture of what Jesus did for us at a place called Calvary. And so there they told, Moses told the people to take a lamb for the house, amen. And they took and they slayed the lamb. They put the blood upon the doorpost, amen. And after that, and so there in Egypt, what we saw was the death of the lamb. Then we get to the place of the Red Sea and we find an entrapment. They have an enemy on the backside, mountains on each other side, and then there's a sea before them. And they're trusting God. You say, what's the big deal, preacher? Well, God opened the door in the middle of nowhere to go, and they walked through on dry ground to the other side safely and secure. What is that, preacher? Well, we've seen the death of the Lamb back there in Egypt, but we're seeing for the Red Sea crossing the burial of the Lamb. Then we get on the other side, and as they cross, they get to the other side, and they embark to the journey, and they get to the wilderness. And while they get to the wilderness, we know that the waves, the waters buried their enemies. The old ways have passed away. Behold, all things become new in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what you see is this. They're standing now on resurrection ground, a new place. The Christian life is not a life that is free from trouble. Just because I got saved doesn't mean that now all of my troubles are gone. Doesn't mean that bad things don't happen to you. I'll tell you, listen, saved people get cancer just like lost people get cancer. Amen. Saved people have flat tires just like lost people have flat tires. Saved people get headaches just like lost people get headaches. The only difference is saved people don't have to go through their troubles and their trials by themselves. Amen. We got some help, a helper even, thank God. So I want you to see now this new life that you're experiencing. It's going to be a life that's full of testings and trials, but in this life, you don't have to worry. No, every obstacle, every trial that you go through, you don't have to worry. You know why you don't have to worry? Because you've got a helper on your side. Look at verse number 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses. I don't know why Moses always caught the flack if everything went wrong, but he did, didn't he? Saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters. The waters were made sweet. There was made for them a statute and a ordinance, and there he proved them. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Notice verse 27. And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. As we begin, I want you to notice that this passage was a passage through the Red Sea which introduced God's redeemed to the wilderness. It was that redemption through the Lamb and through the Red Sea crossing that's now brought them to this place called the wilderness. The journey through the Red Sea speaks of the believer's connection with Christ in his death, his burial, and then his resurrection. All of those things were typifying. All of those things were a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us on Calvary. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died for our sins. He was buried. And on the third and glorious morning, he was resurrected from the tomb. Amen. And never went back since that day, thank God. Notice verse number 22 with me. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. There in other places in the Bible, this three days. Now, what I want to remind you, they were singing on the shores of sweet deliverance, but then they went 3 days journey into the wilderness, and these 3 days throughout the whole Word of God seems to speak of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse 4 says, and that he was buried. buried, that he arose again the third day according to the scriptures. There's many other scriptures. I'm not going to go through them today, but there's many other scriptures that speak of this 3 days journey as being the days of resurrection. So what I'm trying to tell you is that they've got the victory. I mean, they're walking in the wilderness. I mean, they got God on their side, and it's like this. God's alive in them, but they just don't know it. Now, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason that God shows us great miracles. God delivers us from great enemies to bring us to something. God doesn't do those things just for happenstance. There's a reason that God does everything that he does. The reason for the wilderness was simply this. The reason for the wilderness, one might say that, well, I got saved so that I wouldn't have to go through my problems anymore. I'm sorry, friend. I hate to tell you, but we're still in the flesh. God didn't save this flesh. God saved my soul. Amen. And this old flesh still has the same wants. This old flesh still has the same old desires. But what you got to do is you got to train this old flesh to turn to Jesus and not turn to the world. And that's the hardest thing that a man could ever do. Job says it this way. He said, man is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Are we going to have trouble? Don't tell me that, preacher. I got enough trouble. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We have trouble, amen. Every one of us has got trouble. It don't matter if you're a young blood. It don't matter who you are. Listen, you're going to have trouble. You say, I ain't got no trouble right now. Well, you just hang around. Before long, you'll have trouble, amen. It'll come your way. However, this is not our home. We are just passing through this way. We're not going to rest here forever. Amen. This is not our home. Amen. We are now, listen, entered into an embarked on a journey that's full of trouble and trial, but we're not going to stay here forever. We're just passing through this way to the other place, which we call home, amen. And when we get to that other side, thank God, you're going to be able to finally rest from your troubles and your trials for all of eternity. There'll be no more trouble. You'll say goodbye to troubles and trials one day. Amen. Thank God, ain't that good? Amen. Every time you have a trouble, you say, this ain't my home, amen. I heard one preacher say it this way. He said that God used the wilderness to get the Egypt out of them. Trouble there in Egypt, no doubt. They were slaves. They were under strict taskmasters. But now they're kind of on their own with Moses and God. And so on this journey, what they're going to be learning is this, how that they can trust God instead of trusting everything around them. Have you ever noticed that in the Christian life, it's a hard thing for us to trust God, amen, for things that we cannot see. Brother Smith said one time, he said, faith is not trusting God for what you have, it's trusting God for what you don't have. Yeah. I think that's right, amen. What a blessing that is. Have you ever noticed that even though some of us have been saved for a while, there seems to still be a lot of pride and evil within our hearts? I know about myself, you know, you would think after being saved as long as I have that I wouldn't sin no more. But the truth of the matter is there's still some things on the inside. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, listen, you slap me, buddy. I mean, it just might get bad. I mean, God saved me gloriously by the grace of God, but there's still something down on the inside. Listen, there's still some of that evil there. There's still something that wants to flare up all the time. Amen. And you got to keep it under subjection. You got to keep it under rule. You got to keep it faithfully. Man, all the time. Paul said, I die daily. And so God's using this wilderness to humble their hearts, to get them into a place where they begin to see God not only delivered us, but God can also provide for us. And I see the text that they had just come through a great and wonderful miracle. Now think about this. Just seen God open the Red Sea, walk through on dry ground, and last week as I preached, they were singing the glory of grace of God. Hey, it's talking about the horse and the rider has he thrown into the sea, and they was jubilating and all that stuff. Then 3 days later, things is mighty different.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.